Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Here's the good news, folks. Every day this week, we're giving away Nats opening day tickets at noon. Caller number 9 right now, 800-636-1067. You win Nats opening day tickets. Thursday, March 27th versus Philly. First 20,000 fans get an opening day t-shirt. For the complete Nat schedule and tickets, visit thefandc.com. Grant and Danny also giving away a pair of opening day tickets at 4 o'clock today. Giving those tickets away every day. Right now is your chance. Now, right now is our chance to get ready for the madness. Our guy Ben Fox joins the program on the Rude Guest Hotline. Ben, what's up, man? How are you?
Doing well, JP. Thanks for having me. It's a great time of year, you know. Gambling, brackets, what else do you want?
Hell yeah, man. Ben is a senior sports betting analyst for Yahoo Sports. And, dude, I was checking out your column, and it's interesting when you think about it from this prism. You wrote that legalized sports betting is now available in 38 states. So this will be the most bet NCAA tournament ever. Legally, certainly. Beyond betting, how much impact do you think I truly think one of the biggest reasons that everybody cares about March Madness is office pools. And, like, everybody, including the guy that's into rock climbing and never watches sports, or the lady who hasn't watched sports since her son was a wrestler in high school, like, everybody gets into the office bracket for tournaments.
100%. I think it's fascinating because it's one of the times of the year, right? The Super Bowl being one of the other key ones, I'd say, where everybody is kind of watching the same thing in sports. Apologies to the first couple games of baseball in Tokyo, but everyone is kind of focused on that. The NBA is, you know, the regular season is kind of winding
awful.
Down before the playoffs.
And it's an awful everyone, product.
So, yeah, it hasn't been great the last couple of weeks, for sure. But I think it's also fascinating because everyone, right, is in these bracket pools. And then, like you said, Jeff from accounting is going to end up winning, and he knows nothing about any of those teams, right? And so it is a little bit to a word of caution, I think, with gambling as well, especially on the tournament, is if you build up this bankroll over the year, you probably don't want to blow it all on March Madness on a bunch of teams that you don't know anyone on. And so that's always a word of caution, right? It's like everybody loves High Point. It's like, okay, well, do you know where High Point is? Can you name any players on their team? Do you know their mascot, right? So we tend to love this. And there's so, you know, the 16 games on Thursday, 16 on Friday. That's all well and good. But I do think it's the number one recommendation I have is you are allowed to bet during the game as well. And I would take, if you haven't seen these teams, you have no idea, watch the games a little bit, see how it plays out the first couple minutes, and then maybe make a play there.
For sure. You got to be responsible over this next week. I mean, if you have degenerate tendencies like a certain big-eared radio host might, you gotta play it cool over the first couple of days of the tournament because you got a lot of options, man. Let's talk, though, about some of the stuff you like, dude. You have kind of some betting storylines that, like, the three metrics that you're checking out specifically as you start looking at these games.
Yeah, and so just to clarify, since I'm not this smart, this was from Thomas Casale, who's at CBS, and kind of a college basketball handicapper that I've spoken with over the years. I think he does a great job. And three of kind of the metrics he was looking at in terms of teams that he likes to back in the tournament, one was offensive rebounding percentage, just because there's going to be some game where you're not hitting shots, right? And so can you also crash the glass? Can you get extra possessions, get fouls, get the other team in the bonus, et cetera? One was turnover percentage. He specifically cited Michigan. Obviously, they're a small favorite, I think down to 2.5 over 12 seed UC San Diego. And that's one where, as he said, Michigan isn't going to solve their turnover problems. They were bad in the regular season. They'll probably be bad in the tournament. It's just one of their Achilles heels. So potentially avoiding teams like that. And then free throw percentage, just that travels team. I think he cited Gonzaga as one of the teams with the best free throw percentage. In these games, he was specifically citing like conference tournament games and NCAA tournament games. When you're betting on these teams, remember, there is no tomorrow, right? So there's going to get a lot of fouls at the end of games. If the game is in that, you know, 4 to 8 point range, the underdog, whoever is losing, is probably going to keep fouling, try and make the layup, try and make a three, keep fouling. So if you're betting on one of those teams, their ability to make free throws down the stretch is probably going to be a determining factor over whether they win or potentially a favorite, whether they cover.
Yeah, I mean, the free throw stuff is so simple. I remember years back when Derrick Rose was at Memphis and they played Kansas in that final.
No, I lost. Don't get me started on that one, man. I lost my bracket pool because of that.
Well, dude, they couldn't hit a free throw, right? I mean, that's ultimately why they lost that game, and you're still pissed about it however many years later.
Yeah, and look, there's so much in college, right? Unlike the pros, they're 1-1. And how many times do we see somebody miss the front end of a 1-1 and instead of potentially getting 2 points, they get 0, other team comes down, hits a 3. Like, they're... college has so much of those momentum swings as well.
Totally, man. Totally. So what games do you like then? Kind of, we'll start with just games you like in the first round or two. Yeah, some opportunities. Because, I mean, if you can identify a spot, the key to me is if you can identify a team, a spot you really like, is to look at the money line. Because you're calling, we know there's going to be upsets. They exist in this tournament. And if you can pick your spot, you can make some cash.
For sure. I thought this was kind of fascinating that this year, so last year there were 8, and I always get the higher versus lower seeded teams, right? But, you know, the lower seeded team meaning a higher number, so a 12 over a 5, 13 over a 4, et cetera. There's only 2 lower seeded teams that are favored this year, which I thought was interesting. And last year there were 8 in the first round. So something where, again, you always think of those upsets happening potentially. And like Colorado State is a small favorite over Memphis. So even if they won, you know, a lot of media outlets would call it an upset. The betting world would not call it an upset. So I think it's interesting there are fewer of those. I think one team, that I know a couple people are looking at is Georgia. There was some sharp money on Gonzaga to open. I think it opened around 4.5. It's gotten up to 6.5 at some places. I think it's at 6 right now in a couple. And a couple people that I spoke with for the article liked Georgia, just feeling that line was inflated a bit. And sometimes we overlook some, you know, the simplest thing, I think, in sometimes these games, right, which is that Georgia has a potential top 5 pick in Asa Newell. And so if they have the best player on the court, obviously he doesn't get in foul trouble, that's also a major advantage. So just kind of feeling like Gonzaga potentially a little overvalued, one of Mark Few's good teams, maybe not potentially one of his great teams. So that's definitely one. I would say if there were probably two popular popular underdogs that people are betting on, Akron is certainly one over Arizona. That opened at 15.5, Arizona minus 15.5 in a couple books, down to 13.5. And at BetMGM, 90% of the bets right now are on Akron. So that is a popular dog. Drake is another one. They obviously had, I think they were one of the most popular teams last year. They were playing Washington State, ended up losing that game, but that was a team a lot of people liked last year. They're playing Missouri. This line hasn't moved, but the public is all over Drake. With, again, at BetMGM, 85% of the bets on Drake plus 6.5. So those are two, and then High Point is another one. A ton of some money line as well, but a ton of spread action on High Point at multiple books as they're facing Purdue. That number has come down as well, so kind of sharps and public on the same side. That opened as high as 10.5, now down to 7.5. So that's generally not good for sports books when the sharps and the public are on the same side. And that's one I think people obviously seeing Purdue last few years having a couple upsets, including as the number one seed. Obviously a lot of turnover, but really, really poor defensively, and High Point being a very good team offensively. A couple people liking the over in that one as well. I think it's 153.5.
Talking with Ben Fox here, the senior sports betting analyst for Yahoo Sports. You can give Ben a follow at BFAWKES22. All right, so that's your like straight up kind of picks for the first round. As you start to fill out brackets and you're starting to have a Final Four and maybe a champion, do you have? I mean, this feels like a really chalky bracket year. Do you have any? I don't know, threes or fours getting to the Final Four.
So I am usually a risk averse person when picking the bracket, because I think for a lot of years, you know, you'd pick all these upsets and then it would be some of the higher seeds and you'd go, oh, I just stuck with, you know, that team, which should be better anyway. I'd have a better chance. Ultimately, it's most likely not going to be four number one seeds in the Final Four. I think it's happened once or twice. So for me, I had, I think Duke, assuming that Cooper Flagg is healthy, is, I mean, they have three different bookmakers. They are the top power rated team. One bookmaker had them, I think, 3.5 points better than his number two, which was Florida. So I think it's Duke and then everyone else. Others have Florida as a little closer to Duke, and that may be a, you know, point or so on a neutral court. But I do think Duke is the top team. I don't have anything super interesting. I had Duke and Auburn in my final with Auburn winning. The kind of, I guess, upset I had was Tennessee coming out of the Midwest, just because I think they have a ton of experience from last season. And I think St. John's is definitely interesting. If there's the hottest team, it's definitely Florida, right? Everybody saw them the last week. Their futures odds have come way, way down from what you could have gotten before the SEC tournament, or certainly during the SEC tournament. So I think, you know, St. John's and Florida, if they meet, that'll be an interesting game. I still had Florida coming out of there. So I was very interesting. I had 3-1 seeds and then Tennessee coming out. I think for me, I can't really identify a 3 or, you know, 4 seed that I love. I think people might have liked Iowa State, but obviously missing their best player for the tournament is a pretty big blow. And then I think for Michigan, again, they're a 2.5 point favorite against the 12 seed. A ton of people, while the public is betting on Michigan to cover that game, then also a ton of public is betting UC San Diego on the money line. So that's one where, again, can they even get out of the first round, let alone get further? So for me, at least, I'm not seeing a ton of potential upsets there. Same thing with Memphis, right? A 5 seed, they're not even a favorite in their first round game. And Maryland, same thing against Grand Canyon. People like Grand Canyon as a potential first-round upset, but I'm not sure about going that far. So a long-winded way of saying my bracket will be fairly boring, but that's generally how I've filled it out in the past.
Let me ask you specifically about Maryland, because I care greatly because I went to college there. There's more action on Grand Canyon than the Terps right now?
So just saying that, I mean, to cover, yeah. I mean, 70% of the bets on Grand Canyon at plus 10.5. I think a lot of that as well is from last year. And obviously seeing Grand Canyon, they looked, I mean, you saw them in their first round game. You were like, how is this team an underdog? They looked fantastic.
Right.
And obviously not the same team the next season. But right now, 70% of bets, 75% of handle at BetMGM on Grand Canyon. And it's come down a tick, opened the 11.5 down to 10.5. Hasn't moved too much. But I think there's always going to be people taking kind of shots as well at the lower-seeded teams, especially on the money line. And Grand Canyon is one of those, as we've seen, 92% of the bets right now on Grand Canyon money line at plus 450. So a lot of people just taking a stab, whether that's putting in a parlay, putting in a single bet. I think you'll see people who even bet every single underdog on the money line, figuring if a couple hit, you'll be profitable throughout the first round.
It's interesting. I understand why you'd take that Green Bay money line. Like, I get the enticement of it. I did when I saw that line open at 11, right? I make no bones about it. I'm a biased observer of Maryland basketball. I thought that 11 was high, but when Maryland's right, they could blow anybody out. I mean, they beat the hell out of Illinois in the Big Ten tournament last week. Has the line moved down specifically on that Terps game?
So it's only moved down a point. It opened 11.5. And now down to 10.5. I think what's interesting about a lot of these games, and especially when you have kind of a major team against a mid-major, is just seeing kind of how that lower-seeded team reacts, right, coming out. And you typically, it goes one of two ways. One is a Grand Canyon come out, they hit a couple shots, they're pumped up, and all of a sudden, it's 10-4 at the first TV timeout. And the other is the opposite, where Maryland comes out and it's just you can very clearly see they have more talent. They've been through kind of some bigger games. They're more athletic. They face better competition. And you're just, you're holding that ticket plus 11 and you go, oh, I've made a big mistake. So I think the first couple minutes of a lot of these games can give you a sense of whether kind of that underdog, the stage isn't too big, and also whether they can compete athletically and size-wise with other teams, right? There are certain matchups in previous years, right? Purdue, it's like, do you have anybody who can possibly guard Zach Eadie? And that's a massive thing to see because he could just get your entire team in foul trouble. Obviously, for Purdue, didn't work out too well a couple times the last few years. But I think those are some of the things, too, with some of those underdogs as well. They tend to have one or two stars, right? And that's the other thing why I like live betting as well. You can see if that star gets in foul trouble, they might really, really struggle because they rely on that guy for 30%, 40% of their offense. That's something I think the more you're paying attention, taking advantage of, and watching the games, it's where you can get some opportunities in game as well.
That's really interesting. This is different. Switch it real quick. I just wanted to ask you this. Do you have odds or any lean on where Aaron Rodgers ends up?
I think it's a good question, and this is just me speculating. I think retirement is definitely on the table, as well as other teams, just because at a certain point, do you want to play for a team that doesn't want you? And I think you already saw Cam Hayward come out kind of with that tweet about essentially being sick of waiting for Aaron Rodgers to make a decision. Like, we're the Steelers. That's our brand. That should be good enough, right? If you want to come here, great. If not, we're fine. And the Giants is going to be as much or more of a train wreck as the Jets. I guess the good news is he doesn't have to move. I live 10 miles from the stadium or so. Now, so it would be interesting to go to a bunch of games, but it's not like they're a Super Bowl contender. And ultimately, that's why my Vikings are or were interesting. I think it would be a terrible move for the Vikings. I'm glad that they kind of publicly have come out and said we're good for now. And ultimately, he's kind of a bunch of these teams kind of have to wait, which is also tough for those teams, right? Because they're figuring out, hey, what are we doing in the draft? The Steelers are a potential Jackson Dart destination. The Giants could be Shedeur Sanders. It's tough for those teams to figure out what they're doing in terms of a quarterback if they're kind of waiting on Aaron Rodgers, number one. And number two, it's how big of a prize is it? You know, we saw him with the Jets. He got to fire an offensive coordinator. He got to run the system he's always run. He got to bring in Devontae Adams and trade draft picks for him. And they had pretty much the same defense. It didn't work out well with that team. So if you're going to a Giants team with a worse offense and a worse defense, arguably a better coaching staff, I think people like Daboll, how well is it going to work out in also a difficult division, much like the AFC East? The NFC East, all of a sudden, you got the Cowboys with a healthy Dak Prescott, the Eagles, and Jaden Daniels, your Commanders, on the rise. That's not an easy division to go into either. So I'm not sure there's a great spot there. And I think at a certain point, like all these players, right, nobody remembers Jerry Rice was on the Seahawks for a season.
Yeah,
they remember him as the 49ers, right, and the greatest wide receiver of all time. Rodgers, it's kind of that thing. If you drag it out here for a couple seasons with some poor performances on random teams, like, is that good for you overall? Or is it good, you know, I'm sure he's got a media career, other aspirations he wants to start. Do you want to just start that sooner rather than going through another season?
The kind of media career he would start would be at, like, OutKick or maybe McAfee. Like, I feel like it'd be a very different area. But Ben, we got a boogie here, man. Thank you very much for making time for us.
Anytime. Appreciate it.
All right. Ben Fox, senior betting analyst for Yahoo Sports. You can give him a follow at BFAWKES22. You know who else you should give a follow? The Orsman Automotive Group of Virginia. They've been serving area car buyers for over 100 years. When you got that kind of track record, you know they're doing something right. Convenient locations all over Northern Virginia with all of your favorite brands. Kia, Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram trucks, those big beauties. Chevy, Buick, GMC. You know what's pretty dope? I think my buddy Culver's wife is driving an Acadia, which is the smaller GMC SUV, but a Denali version, so it's dope as hell. That's kind of an intriguing option, Professor Landini. They got nothing but intriguing options at all of the Orsman Automotive of Virginia locations. Beyond just the cars, they got great rates, and the financing right now is so difficult, they'll take great care of you and give you a great deal. The Orsman Lifetime Edge gives you $1,500 in extras, including a complimentary car wash with every scheduled maintenance and a lifetime engine guarantee. Looking to sell a car, they're going to give you up to $125 of Kelley Blue Book value, regardless of make, model, or year. That old beater you got sitting in your backyard, take it to Orsman. They'll buy it. They want to keep their customers happy. They've kept me and B happy significantly for a number of years. When it comes to Orsman, it's simple.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Let's ride together. B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. This time tomorrow, Brian and I will be at Tap Sports Bar. The whole 106.7 The Fan crew from 10 a.m. on will be out there. Our show will be live at Tap Sports Bar from 10 to 2. Grant and Danny will be live at Tap Sports Bar from 10 to 2. You need to get your ass over to Tap Sports Bar. Oh, that, pardon me. They're from 2 to 6:30, right? We'll be there all day, all night. I can only imagine what Jeff's going to do over there, legal and illegal. But you know what? It's going to be a hell of a day. Get over there. It's going to be fun. This time tomorrow, though, seriously, games will be on. What's the first game of the tournament, White Brian?
Creighton versus Louisville.
Okay, it's a good game. White Brian, how long have you been doing this with us now? Five, 6 weeks, 2 months, something like that?
Two or three months.
You haven't learned to just press the damn button yourself? Make Landfill press it every time?
Well, I can turn it on from my end, but I think Landfill needs to also turn it on from his end.
Okay. I wanted to talk about this. I read this yesterday in Awful Announcing, and I found it really interesting. And you can just leave people's mics on, because I'm going to ask you guys what you think. I'm a confessed TGL watcher. I like TGL. I don't know what it stands for, but it's dope. It's video game golf with the best players in the world. Obviously, the greens and the bunkers leave some to-be-desired, because you see these dudes like, kind of shank them here and there. I mean, Tommy Fleetwood hit a really ugly shot the other day that generally those guys don't hit in real golf. But I think it's fun, man. And so this Awful Announcing, it's a pretty cool website, especially if you're into like the kind of the business of sports media. They did this story on there's all these emerging sports leagues, right? Because basically what's happening is major cable companies, and you saw this with ESPN and Major League Baseball having this divorce where ESPN, I'm using approximate numbers. ESPN was paying Major League Baseball like $200 million to be able to broadcast Sunday Night Baseball. And the reality of baseball is until the playoffs, it's mostly just a regional sport. Like, I'm going to watch Nats games, and I'm going to watch O's games. I won't watch a single St. Louis Cardinals game all year. And if Sunday Night Baseball is Athletics Rays, I have zero interest. I'd rather watch reruns of Seinfeld on Netflix. So I think that's the demise of especially baseball. And so basically what these cable channels, what Fox Sports 1, ESPN, and then like even down to the RSN level, what they're looking to find is programming they can get cheap. That's cool. And TGL has hit it. So they examine a bunch of different leagues on their long-term viability. So they're saying TGL, Indoor Professional Golf, founded 2025. Their broadcast partner, like having a good TV deal matters a lot. They have a multi-year deal with ESPN. TGL is getting about 500,000 people watching per match. Okay, that's pretty significant in a really splintered cable television universe. Social media following is also important with this stuff. 575,000 followers across Instagram, TikTok, and X. Now, I think the biggest thing is they have big name brands. SoFi, Best Buy, AG1, that like green drink, FanDuel is their betting sponsor. They got FedEx and MasterCard on that thing. They're chilling. The outlook for TGL is strong. And they've had some really cool viral moments when Tiger hit the wrong club. There's been a lot of cool stuff. TGL ain't going anywhere. All right. I also think they found a real sweet spot kind of in the calendar. Now, this one I'm not as sure of. Unrivaled. There is an absolute freight train of surging popularity for women's sports. Whether like the four of us watch it or not, like it is surging. And I've actually really started, I don't want to front and act like I watch every game, but I've started to really enjoy the NWSL, the women's soccer. The Spirit are really good, and my daughter loves watching it, and so it's something for us to do together. And I think their opener is this weekend, I'm pretty sure. Obviously, women's college basketball like has always been kind of big, and then the Caitlin Clark thing happened, and now it's huge. I think the WNBA is approaching that. So this is unrivaled women's three-on-three basketball. They got a serious deal on this thing. Six-year, $100 million deal with TNT. They're averaging about 200,000 viewers per game. They have about 330,000 followers via social media. And they've got strong brand support. Sephora, Sprite, Ally, State Farm, Ticketmaster, Under Armour, Icy Hot, Miller Lite. Miller Lite selling some beers. I'm reading this. Unlike some other upstart leagues, Unrivaled was founded to fill a legitimate market need, a place for WNBA players to stay competitive during the offseason without having to go overseas. This, alongside a roster of blue-chip brand partners offering all kinds of player perks, allowed the league to attract the best talent. Plus, smaller, quicker three-on-three format and unique rules make for compelling content, reflected by solid average viewership figures in its inaugural season and a nine-figure TV deal with TNT. And then I think you start bringing this on the road. I could see that working. I think the players, I mean, we saw this with Griner, right? I don't think the players want to have to go to Russia because Russia's got the most cash. And I don't think they want to go there right now or maybe for the foreseeable future. So if they have a viable option to stay home and play three-on-three, I think that'll work. And if you get the best players, who's the woman for New York? So Ionescu? Like, if she's playing three-on-three, I'll watch. She's Steph Curry of women's hoops. Or I guess Caitlin Clark might be. But I'm not – that's not appointment viewing for me, but I could see it working as a business. Anyone disagree on the women's three-on-three league?
Also, only three players on each team. It's not like you have – you know, these entire gigantic rosters where everybody's got a...
That's a great point.
Plus, if it's kind of like a side thing, you don't need that to be your primary paycheck. Yeah.
I imagine the teams are like five people in case somebody needs a sub.
Probably, but still.
It's similar. You know what's funny? It's funny you say that because that's what the golf is, too. Like, the teams consist of like five guys, but I think there's only three per night that are active.
Right. Plus...
Cuts your overhead way down.
Again, with the golf, you know... I'm sure that you guys, it's easier to get people to commit to, you know, 4 or 5 evenings a year. We'll pay a 30, 40 grand or something each time you show up.
Hold on. Did you see what the golf payouts are for my TGL?
I didn't. I did see yesterday, though, you were talking about Tommy Fleetwood earlier, that he's made $25 million on the PGA Tour and has never actually won.
That's crazy. Bro, now, granted, this is for the team, right? And the teams might have up to five guys on them. We're not sure. I think there's only 8 teams in the league. 2 of them missed the playoffs. 6th place in this TGL gets $1.5 million. 5th place gets 1.75. Again, I think there's only 8 teams.
If there's, you said there's 5 guys on each team, so for 6th place, you get 300 grand apiece.
Listen to this money, dude. 4th place gets 2 mil. 3rd, 2.25. 2nd place... gets $4.5 million. And first place gets $9 million. I think clearly they had to do this as a kind of a response to Liv to keep the top guys happy. But as far as I know, it's working. All right, we'll go speed round with some of these other leagues because I find it interesting. They talk about Liv Golf in here. And they're basically like, yo, Liv Golf sucks. Nobody watches it. But they have Saudi Arabia behind them paying all the money in the world. And I find this interesting, but I would love to know how much of this is purchased, but apparently Liv does really well on social media. Now, nobody watches the television, but Liv does really well on social media. They have 2.3 million followers across Instagram, TikTok, and X. And I think Liv does really well internationally. I think in Australia, Liv's a powerhouse. And they do have a lot of brand support. Now, those happen to be Riyadh Air. You know what I mean? Like, the brand support doesn't matter because you have the Saudi Arabian Sovereign Wealth Fund. Quickly, boys, do we think Liv makes it? There's a lot of talk of Liv merging back with the PGA or bringing those guys back.
I think the issue is, you know, it's bad golf, but you have some big names because you stroked them huge checks. But those contracts are coming up.
Yeah.
And unless you just give those guys massive payouts again, they can go back to the PGA Tour.
I think the top dogs, Rahm, Brooks, DeChambeau, will come back. I think, especially because, all right, I just collected on 250 or whatever, and I'm coming back. Jeff, you've been to the LIV event. I want to go to the one this summer at RTJ. And I've been with you at a PGA event at Avenel. So you think LIV can make it?
In person, yes. I actually do, because it was a lot going on around the tournament. It was music playing. I think it'll be all right. I don't think it will be as strong as it was when it first came out, but I think it'll still survive. And to the last one, I didn't get a chance to chime in. TGL makes watching golf easier for the new golfer, if you get what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
for people that's new to the sport, it actually makes it easier to watch and more enjoyable. So I think that's going to be a good product for a long
TGL
time.
TGL is
too
dope. We're early adopters, Jeff. We are TGL hipsters. When everybody's watching in a couple of years, we'll be like, oh, man, you guys don't even know what it was like back in the SoFi Center. All right, we got a couple more. Professional women's hockey, PWHL. Apparently it crushes it in Canada, and it's growing in the U.S. I think that's going to work. I don't know that I'm going to watch a ton of it, but I think that's going to work. All right, we're going to make some picks. We're going to talk some football. Jeff Ehrman covers the University of Maryland. I need a serious, in-depth look at what's going to happen to my Terps Friday at 4 o'clock. Ehrman will do that. But J.P. Finley here. If you want an in-depth look at comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, you need to turn to Rood. These systems have Wi-Fi compatibility, which means you have full control of your heating and cooling right from your phone. Forget to turn down the heat right before vacation. You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best. Jimbo was out at my house last week, and the best thing with these Rood systems, they are whisper quiet. No more noisy interruptions, just peace of mind. Rood's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. Its comfort and performance perfectly balanced. You gotta check out the tax credits, too. You can save up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more. Rood makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Leville, how many songs can you think of that have a whistling solo?
12.
Patience, Guns N' Roses?
Sure.
Give me another one.
There's that hipster song with the whistling.
The Young Folks?
Yep.
You know what I'm going to do while Lanville thinks of whistling solos?
Isn't there a whistle song by Flo Rida?
The Yin Yang Twins. The whistle song.
Blow the whistle, that song?
No.
Sing it for me, Jeff.
Whistle song. Whistle while you turn.
Oh, yeah. There's another one. I consider myself a good whistler. What do you think, Lefo? Subpar?
Don't worry, be happy.
Let me hear you whistle, Lanfield.
I don't believe in whistling.
I believe when the junkies use the term whistle, it's for something altogether different.
I think so.
Caller number 10 right now, 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets to check out the Washington Wizards. Join the Wiz for Cherry Blossom Night in partnership with the National Cherry Blossom Festival when they take on the Brooklyn Nets on Saturday, March 29th. Check out the Wizards special edition Cherry Blossom merch before you catch the game. For tickets and more info, visit thefandc.com. The Caps were wearing their cherry blossom warm-ups last night. I was over there for NBC4. Those jerseys, you could bid on them in an auction to benefit charity on the Caps website. Those are dope. I don't know, the cherry blossom stuff, to me as a traditionalist perhaps, has gotten a little out of control. The Nats did them well a couple years ago, but the Caps ones were really cool. And I got, for TV, I got to hold up a Tom Wilson one that he had signed. And part of me wanted to just run away with it and keep it. But I think Tom Wilson might have kicked my ass. So I did not do that, as the proceeds go to charity. Check it out if you want. All right, Lanfield wants us to make official picks for the play-in tonight. We start with the local game, AU versus Mount St. Mary's. Tenleytown versus Emmitsburg. White Brian, what do you got?
American.
Landini?
I'm also going American.
AU, clean sweep. Jeff's doing the phones, so I will also take American. What league is Mount St. Mary's in?
I got to look it up.
The Mountain, Prescott League.
The Mountain East? I know there's a Mountain West. All right, Lanfield, while White Brian looks that up, let's each try to name an opponent, a conference opponent of Mount St. Mary's. I know AU's in the Patriot League. I know some Patriot League teams. Mount St. Mary's plays
Sam Houston State.
No.
Duquesne.
No.
Cleveland State.
Cleveland State.
No.
Cincinnati State.
That's not a school.
Temple.
No.
No, Temple, I think, is in the Big East.
Catholic.
No.
Mount St. Mary's is literally, I believe, who's the legendary coach at DeMatha? Morgan
Towson.
Wooten. Morgan Wooten used to host his basketball camp at Mount St. Mary's, and it was called Mason-Dixon. Like, it is literally the Mason-Dixon line right at the Maryland-Pennsylvania border. So I think we're thinking too geographically, landfill, whereas these college conferences are no longer about geography.
That's a good point.
Grand Canyon.
Did they play Grand Canyon?
No.
Damn it.
Middle Tennessee State.
No.
Louisiana Lafayette.
Lower no. Tennessee State.
What if B-Mitch just hates Mount St. Mary's?
B-Mitch hates a lot of stuff.
Give us a state, and we'll give you a college.
I'll give you a hint. Rick Pitino.
Iona.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
The MEAC? Is that the MEAC?
The MAC.
Oh, two A's.
Yep.
Okay. What does MAC stand for? Hold on. Let's let Landfill guess at this.
I looked it up.
All right. Now I'm going to guess then. It's either, I want to say Metro and not Mid. Am I right with Metro?
Yep. You got one part.
Metro Atlantic Athletic Association?
Yeah.
Bang!
I mean, it's conference because it's C at the end. But
oh, damn. I just spelled MAC.
Yeah, you got the hard
MAC.
Part.
They have Quinnipiac in their conference.
They always have the polls. Give me the members of the MAC.
Yeah, you have Iona, Mount St. Mary's, Marist, Quinnipiac. I'm not sure on the
damn somewhere. If Eric Bickle's listening, he's pissed because we've made whistle references. And Marist is where his son went, and we were unaware of the conference affiliation. So, boys, we really let EB down. We'll try to do better. Next, we're going to talk some football.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.